Proclamation number 5196 of 25th of August, 1951. God's love. Nothing can replace my love expressed in the word. When I speak to you, I am present to you. However, I can only stay close to you if you show me love yourselves, which I then reciprocate in abundance, so that you can always believe yourselves loved by me if you hear my word, be it directly or also conveyed through my messengers. And then you can consider yourselves fortunate, because my love signifies everything, protection and help, strength and grace, comfort and encouragement in distressful adversity and finally the assurance of eternal bliss, because a child which receives my words of love can never sink back into the state of darkness again, because the light has already become too powerful in it for it to go astray. I speak to you. You cannot grasp the depth of this word, for you will never understand that the highest and most perfect spirit of infinity condescends to his living creations, that he makes himself known to them and constantly courts their love. But love in itself is only a partial concept for you. Love is so infinitely deep and a holy fire that it wants to take hold of everything and merge with it. And this greater than great love is always turned towards you and seeks to express itself because it wants to be reciprocated. The expression of my love is therefore my word, the address to you which makes me happy and shall also make you blessed. You are my living creations and shall become my children through love. As creatures you came forth from me, as children full of ardent love you shall return to me again. For only through love did you awaken to the right life and become beings who carry my will within themselves and therefore have shaped themselves into my image. Love is the divine principle which must prevail in you so that you become divine yourselves and can draw close to me. And my love draws you constantly and will never leave you again, because you have recognized the Father and therefore also desire his word, which will always sound to you as soon as you desire it in your heart and listen to what he speaks to you. I myself am present to you and convey my love to you in the word in order to make you happy now and for eternity. Amen.